This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
The end of spooky season, and Lima, boy, you have a bombshell.
And why the UFC could be on its last legs here in the country while Caitlin Clark and the WNBA take it to the next frontier.
It's the emerging podcast scene presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
We're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. Hi.
There's more space to filter out the you-know-what.
I got it. They messed up my sandwich. They didn't mess it up. They gave me... a full-sized Pilgrim sub, and I only ordered a half.
It.
And he goes, I accidentally made a full-size. I was like, I'll give it a good home, and I like patted my stomach. Well, I can only eat a half of it, which I know.
Like, you're
make
only
your
allowed
jokes.
To eat half?
No, I could, like, it filled me up. I would only eat, and I said, I thought of you, because I said, does anybody want this other Pilgrim sub that's not been touched? And I go, Dave, and it's Dave Nethers. And Dave's like, yeah, I'll eat it. I was like, all right. And he goes, do you want a That's It bar in return? I'm like, no,
you didn't get
sir-y.
A That's It bar?
No. I think he was joking. I think he knew it was gruel.
Not
and
a Take Five?
Yeah. Dave Nether's one of the funniest people ever.
Not
I
a
love
PB
Dave
Max?
Yeah. No. No. No.
I would love to see a new web series where Ken Kerman goes about town, gets a sandwich, brings back half of it to Dave Nethers.
It's great.
That would be.
He was like, oh my gosh, this is really good. I go, yeah.
And maybe he could join us for our first ever 92.3 The Fan karaoke. Sports fan karaoke.
With George Niang.
George Niang is going to come. So here are the songs so far.
He's going to sing The Girl from Ipanema.
We have...
Ipanema?
Whatever.
Empanada.
I think Owen knows how to pronounce those words.
Oh, of course.
With his history. So we have a Cleveland Brown song.
What's that song that she sang in Mad Men?
Zooby Zooby.
He's going to sing Zooby Zooby Zoo.
Zooby Zooby Zoo.
So we have... Here We Go Again. That has to be a karaoke song.
And then Here I Go
Again.
I love
how he saw her singing that song. He's like, I'm getting a divorce. Go ahead.
We need to have some baseball songs.
We're talking baseball. We're talking Tribe.
And then
we're
who
talking keeps you
baseball.
No. I don't like that song except for the Simpsons one.
There are two old guys.
Yep, I don't like that song.
What was the one Drennan always used to play?
Hell's Bells by AC/DC.
We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day for a ball game. For a ball game today.
Isn't that a show tune?
To take a ticket
it
or two
like
from
it.
Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo. He used to play that all the time.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Anyway.
What, when it was Drennan in the morning?
Yeah.
Drennan!
What?
In the morning.
That sounds like the theme to Guys and Dolls and Bunts.
That's true. It does. Shapoopy. 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 So Do you think we could put together a big event and sports karaoke being the foundation of this event?
Yeah,
why not? The anchor of this event.
Why not? It'd be great.
Like, obviously, yeah. We'd ask some questions.
We give away $1,000 to the winner.
Well, if they have the phrase that pays.
We are doing this.
$1,000 to the winner, sports karaoke.
We are absolutely doing this.
Oh, okay.
I want the woman who sang the national anthem at the third party debate. Mm. Did you hear that?
Yes.
I would like, before we go any further, I would just like to state the fact that this, everything we have said in the previous 2.5 minutes is not legally binding. We do not have an actual contest.
Yeah, we don't have a contest, but we should do it.
We are going through the thought bubbles to try to come up with one.
You guys are seeing how ideas germinate.
Sports songs.
We're hearing how they.
Everybody, they can bring whatever sports song they want, of course, long as our karaoke system will have it.
Also, you can't bring Gary Glitter.
You can't do Gary Glitter.
No, you can't do Gary Glitter.
And you can't do R. Kelly.
That song's not even hard anyway.
Hey.
What you can do, the entire Rocky IV soundtrack.
Oh, well, of course.
Burning Heart.
There's No Easy Way Out.
No Easy Way Out. Oh, my God. I've got to do this.
Just about to burst. Susanna Quinchard. We should try to get Frank Stallone.
Okay. Now we have ourselves an outing.
Now we're cooking with gas, everybody.
Coming together.
Well, we have the 92.3 The Fan Bowl coming up on Sunday.
Down in Columbus.
Lyman refuses to acknowledge.
No, I want to. No, I think it needs to be a big... First of all...
that's tomorrow's FML.
We might actually get some good coaching at the Horseshoe for once.
Wait a minute. Jim Harbaugh's played away games there against Ryan Day, so you don't even need to...
Now, what is good, and we haven't talked about yet from our 92.3 The Fan Bowl, is... Ken, what do you coach? What is your specialty of coaching?
D-line.
Oh, and what does Owen coach? He is the offensive coordinator.
Oh my goodness gracious, Lord.
In fact,
and heaven.
Can you guys do drills before the game? Where they don't normally do this, but do your team drills only against each other? That would be awesome. No football. There's actually not a football in sight. It's just the drills.
It's just the drills.
With the lines. I'd want to watch that. And then the kids do that. They're in the Horseshoe. They do those drills. You go, oh, man, I guess that wasn't the best use of our time, but we're out of here. We got to go home.
Got to go. Wrap it up.
The kids would be so disappointed.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, so what have you guys, how have you been able to build up? And we can talk about this on the air tomorrow, too.
Well, then let's not talk about it here.
Just real quick, I want to know. From those kids, they can't possibly understand the Horseshoe and its magnitude.
I gotta tell you, I'm a little disappointed in children these days. As an older man now, they don't have the reverence for the place like we do, man. I worry about future generations and sports, fandom. Maybe I'm overreacting. Maybe it was like that with all of us. I mean, the shoe when I was 9 years old would have been sacred ground.
Yep.
Let me ask you.
Sacred ground.
A couple questions then.
Okay.
The Buckeyes, because I didn't grow up here, the Buckeyes from your childhood, what locations of the country were they from?
All Ohio.
Mostly they were Ohio. Ohioans, right?
Mostly Ohio.
And you saw them. They might have played in your high school.
A couple guys from Florida. Or always a couple
came
guys.
Came in and you saw this guy before he was in Maslin, and now he's down in Columbus and he's playing for the Buckeyes, right?
Chris Spielman.
Let's talk about now. When's the last time Ohio State won a national championship?
2014.
Do you know the birth year of... Every player, there's 3 years, the birth year of every player on these rosters.
My son
was born in 2013.
Yeah. So for him, it's a, what have you done for me lately?
And even then, who was the big players from that?
Zeke Elliott.
Zeke. Cardell.
Cardell's from here, but Zeke is from St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Why am I drawing blanks?
I am too. I can't think of anybody.
Come on.
Tyvus Powell, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Tyvus is from Bedford. Dustin is much older than that.
Yeah, Dustin's much older.
Whoopsie-daisies.
He had a Bosa on that team, right?
Yeah, you have both of them.
Where are they from?
No,
California?
The younger one was
Lauderdale.
They're Florida.
Florida, that's right. They're Florida men. You're right. But like when I was in high school, like Santonio Holmes was from Boca Raton, I think I want to say.
Yep.
Something Glades.
Belgrade.
Belgrade.
Belgrade. Yeah.
Not Belgrade.
And then there's Miami Gardens.
he was from
Budapest.
That's great. Can I tell you guys about it? We haven't shared a lot of personal stories on the podcast in a long time.
Finally, we're getting to one.
About the time I got away with murder. Can I tell you guys some of the things I've been deep diving into because of Halloween?
We'll do your murder one next week.
Yeah.
I watched an entire documentary because Owen reminded me because he said Budapest. I watched an entire documentary on Bela Lugosi, who played the original Dracula. Mm-hmm. And I watched the movie from 1931 with my son last week, Axel.
Okay.
He was actually kind of spooked out, which I was surprised, because it's rudimentary early filmmaking. Like, you have to believe in the story to really enjoy it. And I just like it. I just think it's cool. By the way, it's an hour. Movies back then were an hour.
What year was this?
1931. This is 1931, Bela Lugosi.
Were there any words?
I was calling Bella. Yeah, oh yeah.
It was
a talky tone. Okay. he was Dracula, and I was watching the documentary, and he was actually one of, like, he was playing Dracula on Broadway, and it was like a big success. But he wasn't their first choice, and I guess it really bothered him for his entire career that he wasn't the first choice. And then he tried desperately to get away from being Dracula, but people only knew him as Dracula. And then he became addicted to medicine, which was...
He's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Would probably be pills for him now. And he was like the first celebrity to go to rehab and talk about it. In the 1940s and 50s.
I'm surprised they even believed in rehab back then.
Yeah, but this story's kind of sad, but it was nice to see the original Dracula, Bela Lugosi. I watch a lot of documentaries during this time of year. I watch the A&E biography of John Gacy. I watch the A&E biography of Ed Gein. I watched the history of Halloween from the History Channel. What did I just get done? I told you about Halloween. Oh, the making of Halloween. There's a great documentary about that. Oh, this is what I want to share with you guys. The original 1938 War of the Worlds is out there. The original broadcast. As a 38-year-old man in 2024. I cannot believe people were so taken in.
That they fell for it?
And it's not that those people are stupid. My reality cannot comprehend their reality. That they're not immediately able to go to a phone, go to a computer. And I don't believe we believe in the supernatural the way we do, or the possibility of aliens and things like that the way we do now. Oh, maybe I should say it differently. We don't believe it the way they did then.
Then, yeah.
I think that ghosts and the paranormal and things like, even though it's about aliens invading, but I think ghosts and the paranormal and scary stuff, I think that was much more prevalent then because I think they had less to entertain themselves with. So if you had good storytellers, you were going to believe in ghost stories. And you wanted to believe it. I think you wanted to believe in ghost stories. I think the people wanted to believe that there was a headless horseman. I think that there are people who want to believe that Franklin Castle is haunted, that Mansfield Reformatory is really haunted. Whether or not they are or not, I'm not making the argument that they aren't. But I think the people in those times, even though Mansfield Reformatory was a real prison at that time, like, people want it to be now, but I don't think there's as much passion for it as there was then, because, you know, there wasn't as much with TV and music and just all these ways that we can entertain ourselves now. Plus, reality television has been the standard for the last almost 30 years now. I think it's so much more different then, and it's so hard for me to comprehend that, yeah, people were really taken in, and they were really mad by something that clearly, like, if you go back and listen to the, and you won't listen to the original, I know you.
Well, so, no, but I've heard the original. I've heard, it's taught it, in every... It
in its entirety?
It's taught in every broadcast
The whole
class.
Second half is about the future after this attack. That's what it's... So you have heard the entire War of the Worlds. Oh, yeah. Okay. So then you know what I'm talking about. The entire future, like, or and by the way, it's like, this is Orson Welles. Like, everybody knew... Did everybody not know who Orson Welles was in 1938? I know that Citizen Kane was in 41.
Okay, so was he not as famous?
Was he not as famous?
I don't know.
Because, like, you hear Orson Welles in 2024. He's been dead for a while. But you're like, that's Orson Welles. Like, you know how... You know exactly what Orson Welles sounds like. And so that's why I was a little bit thrown off. Like, you didn't know? And it's just an era that I can't comprehend. I also get sad when it's the end of October because I don't know if I took as much time to celebrate Halloween during spooky season the way I should have because I get so busy during
this
month.
Well, it's a busy
month.
Time of the year.
Yeah.
I get really sad.
It's my busy season, Carm.
I get really sad. Like, we're seeing the leaves have now peaked and now they're all going gold.
Mm-hmm.
They're going yellow and gold. And the next phase is just, to me, the most depressing. And
see,
it really affects me.
I'm
it
not
really
depressed
impacts
anymore.
Me every year.
I love fall. I don't hate winter as much as I hate spring. I hate spring because it's a giant tease. I hate December 26th. I used to feel the way you do, and I hope that this. I think this is going to change for you.
Well, January and February are worthless.
Oh yeah,
they're worthless months.
I think I'm going to change the way. I think you're going to change the way you feel. I used to be very cynical about Christmas. And now I really am looking forward to November 9th, next Saturday, and Sunday and Monday, because we have that time off, November 8th, 9th, and 10th, of doing the Christmas lights outside.
But you'll have an election to protest for sure.
I will have 2 months to get to enjoy it. Because, man, when they're little, you realize you only have so... I enjoy the holiday again, which I didn't
That's
before.
Cool, yeah.
And I think you'll be the same.
I'm really looking forward to... I brought it up to Izzy the other day. I said, hey, are you excited about the tree? She goes, points to the corner. She remembers the Christmas tree last year.
See, that's great.
And she keeps going, presents, presents, prize, prize, surprise. She keeps calling prizes.
Yeah. When are you going to put it up?
I think we're not allowed to until day after Thanksgiving.
See, my family growing up was like that. I wouldn't be surprised if tomorrow's Friday. I got nothing going on. I wouldn't be surprised if I came home tomorrow night after Friday night touchdown and the tree's up.
Sarah will say no chance. You will not let me.
The only reason I think it's not because I got to come home on Saturday. We have a football game on Saturday, and that's when I plan on when we come home. It doesn't take me that long to do the Halloween decorations. I don't want to take them down on Halloween. Mm-hmm. I think when I get home on Saturday, I'm going to take them down. That might be the only thing that keeps that tree from going up, because I don't think that Liz, in her head, and I would agree with her, she doesn't want the tree up, but Halloween decorations outside.
I can understand. It's discombobulating.
Nightmare Before Christmas, these holidays are not supposed to mix whatsoever.
We do have, because I asked Sarah why she wasn't putting up certain decorations. She says, well, those are the Thanksgiving decorations. And I'm like, are they that different from Halloween? She's like, yes. There is definitely a line in the sand.
Oh, yeah.
We do have, you know, some pumpkins carry over. You'll carry over
some
those.
Some gourds.
But, yeah, but of course, after that, you got to get rid of your little spooky ghost men's and put up your pilgrims.
Now, a pilgrim could be just as terrifying.
Well, it depends. Like, are they to scale?
I'd like to go. I wish my dad could find some of the old Halloween decorations that we had when I was a kid. I went down memory lane driving home one Friday night over this month, and I remember I didn't become emotional, but I started to, it made me remind me of my mom. She had these like bats that she would put up, and they would press to the thing. And I remember they were like velvet, and I always liked the way that the bats felt on my fingers.
See, in our house, we had actual bats because there were holes in the attic.
Wow, in your belfry.
Yeah, we can't end the podcast right now. But that would have been a great line to end it on.
Two more minutes, you could.
There was my mom used to watch QVC, and we got a Wolfman, and we got somebody else.
Jack.
It was like a foot tall animatronic. And my dad loved, we had Robbie the Repeat Raven. Do you remember Robbie the Repeat Raven?
I do.
Was before Billy Big Mouth Bass, and you would say something, and we got
yes.
We found, I forget where we're at. We're at a store, and I've told you the story before, I know, where my dad turned them all on at the same time and went, eat, bleep, and die. And then it repeated it over and over, but there was like five of them in a row that did it. It was great.
He's silly. I like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dad, he's a jokester, he was. Not really anymore. He just kind of hangs out now. But I remember some of them. I'm like, man, I wish I could get my hands on some of those Halloween decorations. But I would have to put them in my office, and I'd probably have to air them out. They'd probably smell like cigarettes.
Oh, God.
I bet they smell like cigarettes.
Your house was just like my house.
My dad gave me a bunch of my mom's things, and there was like old Browns sweatshirts and things like that. There was like a few. It wasn't like a whole bunch of Browns stuff. It was basically like we tried to wash it, and it was so, because it just sat there in boxes for years around cigarette smoke. It still smelled like cigarettes. Like the only thing I like,
it's like a skunk. You can never get rid of the smell.
The only thing I like that I have that smells like cigarettes are NASCAR collectibles. That's the only way you know they're authentic, is if they've been in a house where someone's been chiefing smokes all day long. That's how you know they were a real hand-me-down from somebody there, or you bought them from somewhere. Because Kenny bought me a Dale Earnhardt diecast one time for my birthday. And he goes, is it okay if it smells like cigarettes? I go, Kenny, you don't understand. That's its certificate
that's what it's
of authenticity.
To be.
Yes, that's what it is.
Well, didn't Winston Cup puff in just a little bit?
Had to be a little bit. I still think cigarettes smelled different when I was a kid to where they smell now.
You think they did what?
Winston, they puffed a little bit of nicotine into every diecast.
Into every
diecast.
That's
how you knew.
That's how you knew. That's how they got you. That's how they got you going, man. That's how you got that bull running. Is there anything else you want to add?
Caitlin Clark not only sold more tickets than the UFC last year, she had more viewers
than the UFC last year. Bring that up. Go ahead.
And that is a fact. You can look it up. Her numbers generated more than the UFC. In the United States of America, Caitlin Clark is a bigger economy and a bigger business than the UFC. Boom.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app